Welcome to the Capital Minute, where we are teaching citizens about God and government minutes at a time every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Reverend Perry Gauthier with Capital Studies International.
What if we elected a president for life? Can you imagine that? King George III could not believe his ears when he heard that President George Washington refused to continue on for a third term as the first president of the United States. The power-hungry King George proclaimed that Washington, quote, will be the greatest man in the world if he doesn't want to be a president for life. Today, only weeks away from the U.S. national election, I must say that I do think we should elect a president for life, but of a different kind. We should elect a president proudly pro-protection of all innocent life, especially innocent human life in the womb. Biblically, the first reason is that Romans 13:4 instructs us about the key duty of civil government. It bears the lethal sword not for nothing. Civil leaders are to use this power to punish evil and in that way promote societal good. The founding fathers, like President Washington, knew that the greatest good is the protection of life, not just liberty or happiness, life, an unalienable right. As a Christian minister and a patriot, I must say we must elect a president for life. So do your research, voter. This is the key issue. Which presidential candidate will protect innocent life? We simply must elect a president for life. Check out our next podcast called Can Kings Be Big Babies? Where I'll give you a second biblical reason that we must come to terms with a president for life.
We at the Capital Minute want to hear from you. Please send us your questions about faith and politics to Perry@capitalstudies.org. That's CAPITOL studies.org.